I'm Reverend Dennis Christensen from First Baptist Church of Trumansburg, and I'm your pastor for the day. My son is getting married today. I'll be officiating the ceremony, and it will be in our own backyard. So as you might expect, this is a very meaningful and emotional event for me. I would like to give my son the keys to a good marriage. I might offer, choose a good wife, a God-fearing woman. That's a good start. And I believe that he has. Love is important, of course. Love that grows from that chemical reaction into something that takes root and grows into a tree that stands in the winds of life. A tree that bears fruit, and not just children, but fruit that nourishes the lives of all the members of the family in all the different circumstances and ages of life. Many would say that communication is a key. Probably successful communication varies widely depending on the couple and how they communicate, but certainly just spending time together, talking openly and honestly, is important. I think that respect is vital, and gratitude for what the other person brings to the relationship is essential. Trust, forgiveness, probably many other qualities that we could come up with that are important to a marriage. Unfortunately, the keys to a good marriage are more like the keys to the car. You watch other people drive for 16 or 17 years, and then we give you a few instructions and advise you to be careful, and we hand you the keys, and off you go, leaving us to pray that you don't have an accident. For me, I think that commitment is so very important. It's no coincidence that wedding vows have traditionally contained promises to have and to hold through all sorts of different situations and conditions. When Ruth Graham, the wife of evangelist Billy Graham, was asked in an interview if she had ever considered divorce, she said, tongue in cheek, "No, I've never thought of divorce. Murder, yes, but never divorce." Well, that remark is about commitment. I do think there is one master key for a good marriage, for every good marriage, a key that can work in any marriage, and that is love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength. Jesus said that that is the most important commandment. Love what God loves. Care about what God cares about. Value what God values. And you can know those things because Jesus walked on this earth and demonstrated to us in human terms what God is like. Jesus says, "Whoever believes in me believes in not in me, but in the one who sent me. And whoever sees me sees the one who sent me." So if you know Jesus, you know God the Father, the loving, merciful Father who wants the best for you and your marriage. If you sincerely put God first in your life, everything else will fall into its rightful place. I'm Reverend Dennis from First Baptist Trumansburg, and it's my privilege to be your pastor for the day.